So let's, I'm going to have you sing a little bit. I'm going to get into it anyway. And these chorales are four-part. So you just split the ensemble into four. Some will be ones, some will be threes, some will be fives, and some will be ones, or the eighth, which we call one. People will move around. So you'll go, you know, seven, flat seven, I'm sorry, yeah, seven, flat seven, one, seven, six, seven, flat seven, and the people in the third, you don't have to move that. Intervals are usually like minus seconds, major seconds. But you understand where you are in that chord. If you were going to shoot an arrow at a target, when you pull back, you'd have an idea where that was. It's going to be going in that direction, but you'd have an idea where it was going to be going. It'd be close to the target anyway. You have to do the same thing when you're playing music. You have to have an idea what that next note's going to sound like. It's just not pushing down the right buttons on the horn. You've got to know what that note should sound like and where that note fits in the chord, where that note fits in your choir, where the note fits in the entire ensemble. You just can't guess. And that's what these chorales do. Really, it's unbelievable. I've heard it done. I've heard some of his work. It's really good stuff. We're going to be using it with the kids up in Staunton this winter. But you need to know where that note, you can't be just so focused on the note that you're on that, oh, I got to go to the next note. No, you got to know where you're going, whether it's this way or that way, and where that fits in, how much color that's providing for that moment. So I apologize, but you're probably sitting here, what a day, talking to us like this. No. The only reason I'm doing this is because you're good. If you weren't good, we could come in here and just keep playing the show over and over and over and over and just fix a few things here and there. We've been in the fine-tuning stage for a long time now, for over a year. And we're at the stage now where we can go to that next level, but we cannot have people pulling us back because they're not playing the right interpretation or the right notes or the right volume or the right partials. I've heard you all do it. You can do it, but it's tough when you've got the recurring rhythms, these ostinato rhythms, where you have a measure or two measures that you play over and over and over and over again. Can you play it over and over and make the second and third sound like the first? And when you get to the seventh or eighth time, can you make it sound the way it did when you started? That's the discipline that's involved. It's not easy. Well, it can be easy if you just stay focused. Okay, let's do a little singing, and we'll do some singing, and then we'll do some buzzing, some more buzzing. And you probably don't recognize it, but when you do the buzzing for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, when you do play the horn, the sound's this big. If I had said to you, okay, let's do some breathing. Okay, here, low G. The low G would be like this. But you do the buzzing first, and it's like this, that first sound. So let's go one. Oh, all right, up. Let's split it. We'll split it with Jeff. You guys will be one. You guys will be three. We'll do five and one. One, five, three, one. Okay, you'd be the upper, you'd be actually the eighth. Okay? So we're gonna do one, five, three, one. Okay? One, five, three, one. One, five, three, one. So the tonic will be all right here. One, two, ready, one.
One.
Now we'll go five. Everybody on five. It's going to be unison to start. We're all going to go one, five, three, one. Okay? Ready? One.
One.
Up to the five. That's So I want to give you 1, 1, 3, 5. Okay, here we go. And I want, can you do your five right away? So I want to hit 1, 3, 5, 1. Okay, 1, 2, ready, go. Oh, that's what's that. Okay, ones. Five. That's the idea. Okay, let's play that. Let's play that. You guys won't have to go above a middle C here. Okay. We'll all play 1, 5, 3, 1 to start. Okay. Everybody on the one. We'll start on low C. Okay. Low C will be the tonic. Ready? Go. Sheet that will say like 1, 1, 1, 3, flat 3, 3, sharp 3, 4, 3. So you'll be doing it that way.